For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Investigators are trying to figure out who posted racist flyers in Southington last week. The leaflets follow a predictable and disturbing pattern which is becoming more prevalent in Connecticut. Imagine taking your dog for a morning walk, and throughout your neighborhood, leaflets are posted everywhere, warning of globalist traitors and urging white people to, quote, take your country back. Andy Friedland, assistant director of the Connecticut Anti-Defamation League, says residents may feel concerned that their community is being overrun by white supremacists, when in fact the opposite may be true.
I mean, we have a small state, so if there's one person who has a printer and who has, you know, internet connection, they can give off this appearance of there being a much larger and much scarier presence of white supremacists, when the reality might really be one man with a car and a printer.
Friedland says his organization is all too familiar with the language in the leaflets left in Southington.
Usually when people start talking about globalists, they start talking about Israel, they start talking about Jews. It's something we've seen, unfortunately, too often.
Friedland says the Connecticut ADL has seen this leaflet template before in other states. Racist organizations can modify the template online to localize the message. For instance, the leaflets in Southington had an insignia, a map of Connecticut with a harpoon and a book with the words White Whalers Club. Friedland suspects the reference is to Andrew Anglin, founder of the neo-Nazi Daily Stormer website.
He has promoted the idea of Daily Stormer book clubs, so our kind of best guess is that this is some Whalers, Connecticut, trying to get a local spin on this Andrew Anglin-inspired idea of book clubs.
The town of Southington isn't sure who posted the leaflets or why, and police have no leads so far in the case. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.